brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'll shut up. Try to go to calls quickly now. Colin in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got a couple of points here, man. The first one is for the Patsies, Billy Joe, Jim Bob, and the other ones that they were about to crucify. I got to put it like this, man. These guys are in extreme danger because when the system changes past that way and goes a different direction, they don't just leave the other one out in the open. They have to execute and erase that. So you guys have to come out. If even one of them is listening, you guys have to come out and come forward with everything that you know.
Oh, no, 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 no. They pulled into the courthouse. They were about to roll out the guy. They said, we have the guy, we've arrested them, who we think did it, we're going to roll it out at 5. And then, oh my gosh, bomb threat, and army trucks pull in and then pull out with a guy. And I saw that happen, and the caller was talking about it. He's probably dead already. But who knows, they may not have killed him. I mean, who knows what they've done? They may have other rednecks down the road they're going to blame it on. I mean, you don't know.
Perhaps. And my other point, Alex, is that LEOs and all these people aren't the only people with power. They have actually no power that any of the other constituents don't. If you see people breaking the Constitution, if you see people breaking the law, put your hands on them. Arrest somebody. You know what I mean? This is what I'm saying to all the people out there. Maybe what we need is roving hordes of just good people, arresting people, breaking the law.
Well, I mean, more and more, if a cop is breaking the law, you're supposed to be able to citizen arrest them, but they'll shoot you. I mean, they're on such a power trip. Not all the cops. A lot of cops are waking up. The globalists have overplayed their hand, overcooked this. You know, it's the opposite of half-baked. They've overbaked it. You've got to really reach out and go, come on, break the trance. And with cops, go, treat me with respect. Stop doing what you're doing. Stop violating my rights. And if they arrest you for no reason, you sue them. By the way, we have the veteran on at 3, the highly decorated combat vet who was just walking out by a farm with a rifle and the cops arrested him. I've got him on the nightly news tonight. I'm going to take that at 3. And then it'll be live tonight, and the guys will air my interview at the end of the live, 7 o'clock to 8, it'll be live, and then we'll tape the air the taped interview with the fella. But that's set up now. And, those temple cops need to be fired. I mean, the guy, they grabbed him. They were the ones that assaulted him. He didn't do anything. And it's really hard when a cop grabs you for no reason to not, push him back. I mean, it's wrong. You know, it's wrong. I mean, one time a guy started a fight with me. I was beating him up pretty bad, and the football coach ran into the cafeteria and grabbed me. He was a big guy, and I didn't resist him and slammed me up against the wall because he, had to get fired up to be able to grab me and do that. I didn't hit him because he was in the right. I was kicking the guy's butt. But you don't just come over to some guy done nothing and just go, come here, and just grab him and slam him on things. I mean, I would really have trouble putting up with that. I mean, I'm tired of men who want to assault us, but we can't fight back. It's cowardly. Don't you agree?
I think that the law provides that you can fight back, and that's what I'm trying to say.
No, that's what Indiana, to repass a law stating that. That's in common law, man. If our servants are out of order, we have every right to defend ourselves. But, I mean, I don't want to fight with the police. I don't want you to be my enemy. I don't buy into the propaganda of you're all a bunch of pig demons. The government's corrupt. They're trying to make you do bad things. I want to wake you up. I want to save America. I want our children to grow together into the future. And I think most cops want that, especially older ones who've been around and aren't on power trips anymore. It's the young steroid head ones bugging their eyes out. And I'm like, dude, see one downtown bugging their eyes out. I just look at them and go, you really want to act tough and sit here and do this? You may be able to kick my butt, but if you've actually assaulted me, you're going to get in a fight with somebody who literally blacks out and goes 110%. And then I know they'd end up just shooting me. I mean, it scares me how cowardly they are. It scares me that, they want to play Captain Caveman, and they're not Captain Caveman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, it's just, I don't want to even get off on the cops. I'm so sick of it. It's more than hating people. I'm disgusted. I want good things for them. But I open the phones up for cops. They load the lines agreeing. I run into cops. Most cops, I run into cops downtown. It's like a celebrity event. They're all listeners, and they're like, we're sorry we're told to write tickets. We don't like it either. By the way, I like your show. I'm like, why don't you say no to the orders? Well, we did. But, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me.
We got the photos of Navy SEALs, not just the ones we had yesterday, crawling all over the finish line, yards in some cases from where the bomb went off, with big black backpacks. And the media will not touch this and has lied and said there was no drill, that witnesses said they were told, be calm, don't worry about all this. Because obviously people with black backpacks everywhere is pretty obvious. And they have the patsies there, all of it. The only way this isn't purely staged and 100% government is they found mentally ill, which even the New York Times, guys, just type in New York Times, FBI terror, you know, the article came out last April 28th, where they admitted, well, there's over 100 cases where the government, and of course we've exposed this, but I mean, the New York Times even admits it, come on. that they totally find mentally ill people, on average 75 IQ. They have a whole formulae, Muslim, right wing, left wing, doesn't matter, mentally ill, and they wind them up to do it. And the bare minimum is, I mean, you look at the patsies, they look like, I mean, if you saw these guys at a bus stop, you'd say, that's a mental patient. You look at who we believe they were going to go with as the patsy because they were already saying the right wing did it. They jumped the gun. They screwed up. So I know you're all watching right now, the globalist are, so take lessons here next time you do this if you want to get away with it. I'm being sarcastic, folks. We're all watching you. We're watching you. And you think you're watching us, and you say, we're going to stick our hands down your pants, and now the Army's going to look at your papers. Okay, good. We're watching you. How you like that? And that's it, man. Army shows up around Austin, I'm going to confront them. I'm done. I'm going to go get in their face. I'm going to say, the government staged the attack, and you're violating posse comitatus. Get out of here! You're not going to come up to me with my wife and check our papers and search our bags about protecting me. Your boss has ran these attacks, and I'm sick of it! It's simple. You want jurisdiction into my life to get over the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Your bosses are staging this while they butcher America. I'm done. I don't live in Baghdad. I don't live in the West Bank of Israel. Get your hands off my God-given rights. Comprende. Do you speak Constitution? You comprehend that, jackass? Excuse me, folks. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Joe in Texas, sorry. Go ahead.
This is Joe.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to make, I'll be very quick. Number one, I wanted to say to your listeners that I've listened to you for over 3 years. I have read probably 50 books as a result of listening to you. I can tell your listeners out there that InfoWars is an extremely credible organization, and the fact that you do things on such an evidence-based way of approaching the news and stuff, I totally agree with. I'm an attorney, so I take that very seriously, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir.
The reason I called today was to give you a little different perspective, or my perspective, on this Boston thing. And looking at it, I know everybody's talking about the importance of how much what I've really seen revealed over the last day or two, because I've been lucky enough to be home and watched all this unfold on PrisonPlanet.tv, which has been great for me. But is that it's about the power of the media, about the power of the visual media, the fact that so many perspectives and cameras operationally have been at this event, and it's been very hard for things to be hidden. I've seen the authorities attempt to use this to shape the story they want, and I've seen, more importantly, people like yourself and other people who have given information to InfoWars help shape the truth. And so the moral of the story for me is that this phenomena of visual media, this phenomena, is actually what's allowing the truth to unfold for us all. Now, having said that, here's my unusual perspective. Because I've seen such a powerful event take place because of all the media and all the visual footage from different angles, different people and sources, then historically my mind goes back to the fact that we have had this kind of thing occur before, and I'm speaking specifically of Oklahoma City, the Pentagon, 9/11, Sandy Hook, places we know that there's tons of visual information on, but it's being suppressed. And so here is it just, to me, illuminates and incriminates the government even further for withholding what we know exists.
Well, think about this. These photos of the redneck suspects, of the Saudi suspects, with surrounded by their handlers, Army and Navy Special Forces, just crawling right beside them, and a drill they're lying about. And again, we're not saying the Navy SEALs did this. They're called out for the drill to create the confusion. And then whatever the group is from a non-profit, government-funded, liberal think tank, we all know who, folks, was involved in other events, they can then go have their patsy do it. And this is the minority of events, because they usually are too stupid to do it, they may have found idiots that they wound up and let do it. And they've been caught doing that quite a few times. So that's, but regardless, you keep your hands off my rights. You know, you got probably 50 people dead from this fertilizer explosion. Nobody knows. And it's like, give up our rights. You know, are we going to ban factories? Because they've had factories blow up in Houston and kill hundreds of people. They had a hurricane in that killed 10,000 people once in Galveston. We got to ban hurricanes? The point is they obsess over these dead to try to sell us that our rights somehow did it. And you know what? I mean, if I try to go somewhere or I run into one of these public events and the Army wants to search me, I'm not putting up with it. And none of us should, because they had 400 troops already out there, 2,000 police, and this still happened. You know, that's the moral of the story. You had Navy SEALs, what looks like 20 feet to me, but let's just say 60 feet. We're talking a stone's throw from the bombs, and it didn't protect you. We cannot have Navy SEALs on every street corner. And if we did, it won't protect us. So I want my rights, and they're mine, and I am demanding them. God bless you. Good to hear from you. And you know in law, Joe, it's about demanding rights. Rights aren't just given. They are demanded. They are demanded. Let's go ahead and talk to Tracy in Utah. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, Tracy, talk right on your phone for me, honey.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
First of all, it's an honor to actually get to talk to you. Me and my boss, Sonia, listen to you every single day, and we are passionate, and we know that we have to get out there and get the public to see what's going on and to write letters. And that was one of my questions was, I would like to write letters to the editors here in Utah, and I wanted to know if I could use InfoWars, your name, and the reporter who they completely...
Well, let me explain how the First Amendment works. Hollywood, if it's for entertainment or something sold as entertainment, you have to get basically permission for pretty much anything unless it's a public figure or something well-known. Everything else is wide open. I don't need permission to shoot news footage on the street in a public place and put it on TV. We'll be filming all the time, and somebody will walk through our image and go, you're not allowed to film me. And I'm like, it's for news, sir. Sue me. So let me explain. You can use InfoWars anywhere as long as you're not selling something out of it. You can talk about InfoWars in a novel you write. You can, even if it is fiction, you can put it on a bumper sticker. You can. What people always ask, can I write about what you're doing? And I'm like, of course you can, but not because I authorize you to. So yes, do whatever you want. Everybody's got permission for whatever they want to do. As long as I have to keep my copyright, because David Icke was so nice years ago. He said, do whatever you want with my material. And people then took it, copyrighted it, and then said he couldn't publish it. So that's why I have copyright on a lot of my stuff, is so I maintain my right to use it. But it's fair use for all of you, but not by me giving you that fair use right. That fair use is inherent. So study fair use, ma'am. But absolutely, feel free to write letters to the editor all the time. Every day we get emails. Can I write a letter to the editor about InfoWars.com? Well, yeah, of course you can. You can write a letter to the editor about how you like the Cowboys, or about how you like strawberries, or how you like Vincent Van Gogh. I mean, you can write about how you like Gerard Depardieu, or however you say his name, or how you like George Lucas. I mean, whatever. You can do or how you like Drudge Report. Letters to the editor about Drudge Report. Great idea. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it's not that I'm giving you the permission. You understand? You already have it.
Well, that's okay. Well, I just want me and my boss and others believe exactly like you. If we don't stand up and fight for our rights, we're going to lose them, and people have to wake up. And that's what we want to do, is get the word out.
Well, they think you're so stupid that they had all these operatives there when they did these bombs. And again, they weren't there looking for a bomb either. It was totally staged. And now they're covering up who they know really did it. You think we have ideas? They know because they did it. This is an investigation. This is a whetting of the appetite. So people need to get our articles on this out to everybody. I mean, this is an info war going on right now, folks, over who can control this narrative. We've caught them with their pants down. But if we don't expose that, they won't go down. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Chad in Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, good to talk to you. Hey, I know it's early, but the fertilizer plants in Texas, there are some videos surfacing on the Internet. Some people have taken videos from different vantage points.
Yeah, you see the fire down. jump from about 100 yards away into the building. But that's the fumes of the cooking fertilizer, and then it just like gasoline fumes catches on fire. I don't think it's a missile. Go ahead.
What I see is something that's moving against the wind. The smoke is moving off in one direction, and there's something actually coming in.
I've seen something looks like that. I just don't know anymore. I mean, would they blow up something to divert away from the bombshell that their whole op got blown? They canceled all this stuff? Yes. I mean, it is a possibility. But, I mean, everything can't be a conspiracy. I mean, I have to see proof. But, yeah, the videos are suspicious.
There's a mass awakening. I mean, your ratings is a testament to it. People are really on the ball. It's amazing how fast the cover stories are falling apart for the Boston bombing. People are just, they're looking and they're skeptical, and they're going to break these stories. One other thing I'd like to bring up is the reason that we can have such conversations about these false flag attacks. I think one of the deadliest false flag attacks on American soil, 9/11, has woke a lot of people up. And the organization that has done, I think, more than most to lay out and break down the forensic scientific evidence is, of course, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I would love it. I mean, these guys haven't been sitting on their hands. They've been very active, and I would love it if you could have Richard Gage back on your program.
I hear you, brother. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. He's been a We Are Change reporter and done great work for us as well. If this is indeed Julio, I'll recognize his voice. Julio, is that you, my friend?
It is, Alex. Aloha. How are you, my friend?
Good, man. This is crazy what's going on. What's your take?
Absolutely is crazy. Great job with the work. I mean, what I do when big events happen, I stay away from the corporate media and I go straight to local media. And that's what I did on Monday. And I was able to record WCVB. It's Boston's ABC owned and operated affiliate, ABC5. And one of their reporters, I found this very interesting, said that the head of FEMA, which is Craig Fugate, was in Boston.
Oh, no, that's true. They were all there. They were all there. Just like they were all there for 7/7 bombing. Yeah, no, that is confirmed, yes.
It's just so fascinating to see. It's just watching yesterday corporate media. Oh, we found someone. They arrested someone. John King of CNN. Oh, it's a dark-skinned male. And then within 15 minutes, oh, wait, we don't have that. Wolf Blitzer on Monday said numerous times, remember, folks, first reports may always be false, and then 2 minutes later they have someone on plugging the white extremists, the right-wing extremists. Last summer I was at Oak Creek, Wisconsin, following the Sikh temple shooting, and I had the U.S. District Attorney of Wisconsin, James Santelli, admit to me that the government likes to use those types of labels, even though they have no proof that someone's a domestic terrorist. Like,
well, let's stop right there. Next time there's a bombing or shooting in your area, immediately go to it, and I mean, you may see feds standing over kids shooting them, you know, to have a higher death count. I mean, they act like they can cover everything up, and but listen, just like I said with Kurt Haskell, when they caught the government getting him on the plane, and later it was confirmed, and the FBI came to his office, tried to intimidate him. We are blowing every one of their ops now because this isn't the old game. We know their tricks, and but still, they have such disdain for the public. They don't care if we're out here exposing them. They're like, oh, we'll just call them conspiracy theorists. But it doesn't work anymore. I mean, do people understand? You know, I called Watson this morning, and I said, this is 20 times bigger than anything we've ever been part of. God bless what's happened. Good job. You know, right now we've exposed it's a false flag, but now we have to get it out to everybody. But we have the proof. We have them. We have them now. And I said, no, it's not a 20 times bigger. It's 100 times bigger. I cannot tell you, Julio, and I'm sure you know this, we have caught them with their pants off. I mean, we have them. I mean, we have them. And lying about the drill. We have these bastards. And praise God. I mean, it shows commitment. If you are committed and you study and you focus and you work, these are men, too. That's why they're so scared of us. It's why they put poison in our water to dumb us down. Well, once you're conscious of what they've done to us, you just gut up more in your brain. I mean, if you tell yourself to boost your IQ, it'll boost in a crisis. Humanity needs to get out of this slug-like trance and take action, Julio. And we're going to win this thing. Anything else?
Yeah, I can only speak from experience. I covered the NATO summit. I was officially credentialed for that. And I can speak from experience covering high-profile events that they make sure to check your bags before you enter anywhere. I was checked by Secret Service in the media.
No, they admit they have people searching bags. See, bombshell, you just said it. They are on record. In fact, tell my writers right now to look this up, because I heard it on the news. They were searching bags at the start and finish line. Why then did they let 20 people or more in with giant black backpacks? I mean, this is so incredibly obvious. How did the bombs get in when everybody was being searched? Again, inside job, anybody.
Yeah. for them to say, oh, we did a bomb sweep twice, that's a lie. I covered NATO. They did bomb sweeps every 30 minutes. They made sure nothing entered that wasn't supposed to enter.
Because that's actual globalists who might actually get bombed by one of their compadres, and there's real infighting. Exactly. No. You get a proctology exam near a G20 or anything. I mean, this is incredible. Thank you, Julio. Great points. Get that video out on YouTube. You may have already done it. Let's talk to Jeremy. You're on the air. Jeremy from Indiana.
Alex, hi. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm all right, brother.
All right, I just want to commend you so much for what you're doing. I don't even know where to begin. First of all, everything that happened in Boston, thank you. It's not a surprise. It's happening here in Indiana. We can't even get you on the radio in Indiana anymore. I'm at Purdue University. Right after this yesterday, a bomb went. They said there's a bomb on campus. All the guards came out, the SWAT team, everything. They brought robots out. They blasted it. It was a real windy day. It was a information flyer holder for a realtor in the street. They never told the school it was anything else. Kids are running around scared, and now they're high-fiving each other, saying, oh, we were victorious. We were ready for this. This is what we trained for. This is what we do. And
No. America doesn't manufacture things now. We give degrees to people to mind us and run our lives and boss us around. And young 20-year-old Army officers now who are MPs walk over and go, line up, give me your stuff. And your family goes, yes, sir, here you go. I mean, this is our servants taking us over. And, of course, if they can blow up a few things and take our life over, guys, put up the image of papers, please, here in America. I mean, I'm sorry. Snot-nosed kids come over to me and go, let me see your papers. I'm like, you know what? Go to hell. Your boss is stage 9/11. I'm sick of your crap. Jeremy, thank you. Noah in Tejas. You're on the air, Noah. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to tell you about Monday. I clicked on Drudge. He had a live feed, and I clicked on Drudge's live feed to the coverage of the bombing. And when I clicked to it, They had on there somebody being interviewed named Chris Condon. And when he was being interviewed, he said, you can still get this feed. I don't know if you can go back and get the archives on Monday, but it was between 2:50 p.m. Central Time and about 3:10 p.m. Central Time. But he mentioned controlled explosions.
Oh, no. We have news articles where they went. We had controlled explosions as part of the drill. And then we have witnesses saying drill. No, they did that. And they go, that never happened. And the Boston Marathon never happened. But Santa Claus is real. Yeah, no, you're right. No, that's what I mean. I'm like, okay, controlled explosions, drills. You say there wasn't drills. Our reporter brings it up. There's no drill. There was a drill. Now we have the Navy SEALs and the troops. There was a drill. There was a drill. You're lying. I mean, we've got them. Exactly.
Sir, I hope you could get that. I couldn't get it. I didn't know how to go back. I'm not very savvy with my computer, but
yeah, I forget who Drudge linked to. He had a link to a local.
It was Bloomberg TV or Bloomberg News, or in other words, when you went to it, it said big letters Bloomberg.
Yeah, like everyone Bloomberg. Needs to do this because again, I can't do everything. You can't do everything. Our millions of listeners need to go out. And we're going to cover news when we come back with the other hosts, and we're going to take your calls on ideas. Everyone needs to go out. Everyone needs to go to the two different TV feeds that are online of that day and watch them with a note and pad and then call into shows, email the link, or if you have the capability, grab it, put it on YouTube. And listen, we're going to destroy them. There's smoking guns. There's probably the Army handing the guys the bombs. There's probably video of the guys, detonating it. I mean, we've got them. We already know they did a false flag, and they just think you're too lazy and too stupid to do it. So, defeat the enemy. Defeat the enemy. God bless you, Noah. Let's do one more. Tony in Florida, then my guest hosts are coming in. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
History, man. History's happening right now.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make a few comments about President Obama's speech this morning. You know, he gave a good recognition to the city of Boston, but he failed to make any mention on its revolutionary roots. You know, this is where our country was started. Patriots Day, I'm originally from Massachusetts, that's to memorize the Battle of Lexington and Concord. And that was the British coming to take our arms, and it's what we're seeing right now. You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and they got a red coat openly saying he's a red coat and is conquering America on his Twitter, pissing on us. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Piers Morgan's, you want to fight, pal? You got one, you punk, snot-nosed bastard. You know, you come over here and urinate on me and my family, you're going to get it, punk. We're going to overrun you with info, send you back to England to face prison. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with Jakari Jackson and David Knight and your phone calls and some other breaking news and then more phone calls and then the press conference with Obama in an hour and a half or the FBI with their new passing.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, and we are back. I'm Jakari Jackson filling in for Alex Jones. I'm here with David Knight. How are you doing today, David?
Doing good, Jakari.
Now, we have a new clip of Mrs. Napolitano being grilled about the Boston situation, about the Saudi national that's reportedly being deported. And guys, just let me know when you have that up and ready. But in the meantime, let's go through a few articles. David, what do you have right there?
Well, we got a lot of interesting information. They're talking about this Ryson suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post put out an article earlier today painting him as a paranoid conspiracist Elvis impersonator.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, it's just come out that the Gateway Pundit dug up some pictures of him, and he's actually a very strong Democrat activist.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they were trying to. It certainly sounded like WAPO was trying to make a profile that he was some kind of a Tea Party guy. So
okay, well, I think we have that video ready, so we'll go to that, and then we'll come back and finish your thoughts. So let's go to that video.
I'm very concerned about this person of interest that was detained at the hospital in Boston following the Marathon Madness. He is, I believe, scheduled to be deported next week. And now I understand he's been cleared of any wrongdoing in the involvement in Boston, but he is being deported due to national security concerns. And CBS says this. This gentleman is here on a student visa. He was at the scene along with many other people when the blast happened. As everybody's standing in shock, three Boston PD detectives see this guy moving quickly out of the crowd. As they're watching him, he seems to be moving very deliberately, which could be a very natural thing after a bombing. They stop him because he's covered with blood. They end up taking him to the hospital. That's straight off CBS. And we're asking average Americans to help ID and assist law enforcement in identifying who the bomber was. See something, say something. And now we have someone who is being deported due to national security concerns, and I'm assuming that he's got some sort of link to terror or he wouldn't be being deported. He was at the scene. He could possibly ID the bomber, just like we're asking every other American that was on the scene to provide your pictures, help us identify who may have been acting funny. Everybody, we're asking that was in Boston, and we've got this guy who was there. We know he was there. He was detained in the hospital, covered with blood. He was at the scene, and yet we're going to deport him. So we're going to remove him from the scene.
I am unaware of anyone who is being deported for national security concerns at all related to Boston. I don't know where
that
rumor is.
I'm not saying it's related to Boston, but he is being deported.
No, I don't even think he was technically a person of interest or a suspect. That was a wash, and I'm unaware of any proceeding there. I will clarify that for you, but I think this is an example of why it is so important to let law enforcement do its job.
I want them to do their job, and that's why I say, wouldn't you agree with me that it's negligent for us as American administration to deport someone who was reportedly at the scene of the bombing, and we're going to deport him not to be able to question him anymore? Is that not negligence?
I'm not going to answer that question. It is so full with misstatements and misapprehensions that it's just not worthy of an answer.
Well, CBS reports the gentleman was there. We did detain him at the hospital. He was covered with blood. We've cleared him of any wrongdoing, but it has been reported. He is being deported on.
There's been so much reported on this that's been wrong, I can't even begin to tell you, Congressman. We will provide you with accurate information as it becomes available.
I look forward to that. Thank you. I yield back.
We will provide you with the accurate information as it becomes available. They control reality.
Let's believe known liars. Just yeah. They have the information. That's it. Shut your pothole. And Drudge has no credibility. Yeah. No wench. You have no credibility.
Exactly.
I mean, remember they used to say TSA does not grope your genitals when there was thousands of videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're a bunch of damn liars.
Well, you notice what she's doing. It's a CBS report that Drudge linked to.
Right.
And so she tries to discredit it by saying, oh, it's coming from Drudge. He didn't write the content.
No.
CBS wrote the content.
That's what the congressman kept trying to get her to understand, that CBS said this.
But look at what they did yesterday. You know, they were going to release the identity of the bomber, and then they didn't release the identity of the bomber. You know,
I thought they had him. Yeah. I thought they had him, and then we released the information about these other guys at the Boston race, and said, no, we're going to cancel the FBI press conference.
Don't worry, she knows what's going on.
But she has the information.
Hey,
she's the authority.
She needs to go back and get married to Janet Reno, and they can sail off into the sunset and have children together that they kidnap with CPS. Look how arrogant she is. They're scared, man. It's a confidence game. Hey, listen, you witch pig. We know what you did. Excuse me. I'm apologize about yelling in your ear.
That's okay.
Got any hearing? Got any hearing left? I love how we just leave these vitamins over here. It's like when we're doing the shot, there's like this big pile of vitamins. All right, I'm getting out of here.
All right, you are watching the Alex Jones Show. You can be watching this on Infowars.com/listen.
Whoa! Network hit delay. I haven't had to sleep.
Okay, there goes Alex Jones' bonus for the quarter. all right. Yeah, guys, tell me when we're up and ready for the calls, and we'll get to those. But for right now, can we are ready? Let's take a look at the Oh, no, no.
Well, it certainly got under her skin, and that congressman wasn't going to let her get away with it. And that was, everybody needs to take a look at that, because it's worth it just to see how upset she got.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Alex. Does it help you concentrate like a big redneck eel? I just keep running in here and back out.
Yeah, it, and then we can see him when he's out. He's outside. Now, it's can we pull up? Okay, we'll go to Danny in New York in just one second, but do we have that article so people can reference the Napolitano article? Okay, I guess the guys are pulling that up right now.
Now, this article, there's also something on Drudge that's breaking right now. The one of the people that was pictured and the photos that are going around on the Internet has come forward and says, I'm not the Boston Marathon bomber. And so that's a breaking article right now. You guys can get to that. That's a picture.
Yeah, they got it on the iPad. On Dr. McCam.
But
Alex,
of all the photos we put out, they picked that to then divert off. And we're going to find out the new Patsy here in a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we will.
You guys just get out of the seat. I'm hosting. I'm joking. Yeah. No. Go ahead.
Okay. We are ready for calls, right, guys? Okay. Danny in New York, you are on the air.
Hi. How are you doing, guys?
Very, very well. Very well.
Thanks. A couple of questions. With the hats and boots that the guys in the pictures are wearing, you can get those at Craft Store. Like they have like some kind of thing where you can buy the hats and all the gear, and it donates toward some foundation. So I guess my question with that is, if it's really an inside job, are they trying to hide in plain sight, or do you think this could be? If it has any validity to being an actual group, could they be trying to hide?
That's a great point. We should call Crafts International and ask if they were there. I'm going to go do it right now.
Okay, Alex Jones is on the case right now. And as far as the hats and the boots the gentleman was referring to, I mean, the actual logo, that skull logo, is from a comic book character, The Punisher. You can buy those T-shirts anywhere. But it is a valid point. You can buy those at different places. But Alex Jones, like you said, is on the case.
As we also showed, though, on the pictures, the SEAL teams have adopted that same Punisher logo. And and you can look at the picture. It looks like there's something up on the forehead of it, kind of like it is with the SEAL Team 3, I think it is. Mm-hmm. But, it's also the demeanor of the guys. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're standing right next to each other, they both have earpieces in.
They're definitely
both,
together.
They're both on cell phones and both dressed exactly alike with the pants and the shoes. I mean, I don't necessarily think that it's just a coincidence that they went shopping together.
Right.
I mean, it is
they're besties. Or
yeah. I mean, they don't look like they're constituents of Barney Frank.
Yeah, but that's a very good point, caller. And like I said, Alex is on the case. We'll move now to Jim in Texas.
How are you, Sergeant?
Doing very well.
Well, I'm in law enforcement. I really don't want to go into where I work, but
sure.
I just want to say to folks that are out there in law enforcement, it's time to get off your asses. And what's going on right now is real. It's not fake. I think a lot of people out there are really scared, but we didn't gain our freedom by being scared. And I just want you guys to know there's a lot of people out here that do know what are going on, and we're aware, and we're listening daily. So,
okay, now let me ask you this, Jim. You know, you say you want people to get off the fence. What would you recommend to an officer, you know, who maybe he sees things going on, but he's afraid to, you know, talk about it or share the information?
Well, I just think that people need to understand that there are such things as lawful orders and unlawful orders, and we still live under the Constitution of the United States. I just don't understand how we can have people that take an oath to defend the Constitution in our country and go every day about trying to tear it apart. I don't understand this, you know.
Absolutely.
And nobody's waking up. It's, you know, you take an oath for a reason. You become, you know, you do your job. I've been doing this 21 years combined, and it's pretty sad. It's sad for me to see people that are out there that just basically understand what's going on. They're quiet because they're scared, and it's understandable. But if you're going to be scared, you're going to lose your rights, and that's just what it comes down to. So I just want to thank you guys. I listen to you daily. I respect what you do. You're the real deal, and I don't care what anyone thinks out there. Go back and do the research. If you don't believe it, Google it. Look it up yourself. There's plenty of places to find it. If you want to know, you'll find it.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for making that point. You know, it was coming up to just about 2 weeks ago, two Saturdays ago, and Jakari and I went to this anti-gun rally.
Moms Demand Action.
Yeah, in Austin. And they had the Austin police chief there. And I was surprised. Now, this is a guy who went immediately after that meeting. He went up to Washington. He was meeting with Joe Biden and a lot of other police chiefs who were trying to take away gun rights. And so he's very much hooked into that gun control crowd. And I was surprised to see him actually take on very strongly constitutional sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was putting forth was essentially not a division of power that we have in the Constitution, not rights that are reserved to states and rights that are reserved to sheriffs as we see in the Constitution. But what he was trying to put forth was a very rigid hierarchy
mm-hmm.
with a federal government at the top and the Supreme Court at the very top of that, basically saying, well, if the Supreme Court says that the Second Amendment doesn't have any meaning, then you better do what it says.
Because you're going to enforce the laws as they are passed, no matter how unconstitutional they may be.
That's right. What he was saying is, you know, that the legislature passes the laws, the Supreme Court decides if they're constitutional, and then the executive branch, which you and law enforcement are part of, you execute that. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You have a division of power between even those three federal branches. And there is a division of power between the federal government and the states and between those two entities and the people. And he was trying to criticize sheriffs who are elected officials.
Mm-hmm.
And these police chiefs are not elected officials. So those battle lines are being drawn. And that's something that's going to be coming down the pipe, because this is somebody that's very hooked in to the Democrat hierarchy that's coming after gun control. They are going to get aggressive in terms of criticizing sheriffs, and we're going to be there defending them.
Right. And it's like a whole clique here in Austin. It's the police chief and the mayor and the councilman. It's like the whole clique in the heart of Texas, I guess you would say, because I see so many comments and people are like, well, thank God I live in Texas, where we have common sense. Like, these people trying to take away your guns, just like the people in New York, people in California.
They just banned plastic bags here in Austin.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like Bloomberg wannabes. I mean,
yeah. I say, screw your bag ban. You know, I make those people so mad. Like, we can't get plastic bags. We'll go to our next caller in just 1 second. But we can't get plastic bags here in the city of Austin anymore. So what I do is I get my grocery cart, and I go to the checkout line with all my stuff, and then like, sir, do you want to purchase a bag? I say, no, put everything back in the cart. And then like, what? And then I wheel it outside, and I have this big bin in my trunk that I put all my stuff in. So that's how you defeat the bag. Because you can still get bags. You just have to pay for them now. You can go buy as many plastic bags as you want. They just want you to pay for them. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on to the next call. We have Tom in Missouri.
Hello,
Tom.
Hey, sir. Hey, listen, I'm a first-time caller, member of Prison Planet, long-time listener. I'm retired military. Kudos to Alex, but the crew doesn't get enough compliments. You guys are doing a fantastic job.
Especially the guys behind the camera. The radio guys have been working some serious hours just this past week.
I can only imagine the things you guys go through to get this out. But anyway, based on what the request was of calling in about what you think is going on, the bombing, I think that it's just a diversion. I do think it's a false flag, and I believe that they have many, many more events planned to keep.
You saw Feinstein. Ooh, these events are going to continue.
Oh yeah,
we have that clip somewhere. It's somewhere, but don't worry about getting it right now. Go ahead, sir.
It wouldn't surprise me if they had something to do with this factory exploding in Texas and the ricin and probably, you know, 100 other things that they got already set up that they can put in effect.
Yeah, and speaking of the ricin, sir, not to cut you off, but we'd had that interview where Alex did the interview with John McAfee back in January, and McAfee said he had, you know, tips that they were making a good amount of ricin. Here's Alex.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm like Salacious Crumb sitting on your shoulder here. I'm glad you mentioned that because an Elvis impersonator, Democratic Party guy, that's a cutout. That's just like some cover. Oh, this guy, the Elvis impersonator sent the ricin. I mean, give me a break, man. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. But anyway, you can find that the interview with John McAfee. I believe it has been reposted. But if you are a Prison Planet member, you can also find it. I believe it was January 4th of this year. We're going to have to move quick, Tom. Thank you for your call. We'll move now to Dylan in Utah. Hello, Dylan.
Dylan.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, hey. Just want to say thanks for everything you guys are doing. I don't know if you guys had already covered it, but Yahoo is headlining President Obama's response to the defeated gun bill.
Yeah, I printed out some articles, but go ahead. I'll see if I can find it.
I just wanted to say that it is a small victory. I know it's not over, but people need to know that InfoWars is making a difference. There's a lot of people out there that say that it doesn't really do much of anything to talk about it, but it's clearly getting through. He does make a really silly point saying that 90% of Americans supported that legislation.
Yes. Where did they get these numbers from? Because they say the same thing when we go to these anti-gun rallies. Most Americans, and they'll say, you know, usually they'll lowball. They won't say 90% like Obama does, but they'll say like 60%+ of Americans favor these new gun restrictions. And to back up his point, I have this article from Politico, Gun Control, President Obama's Biggest Loss. And I want everybody to know that this is going to be an ongoing fight. It's not just we beat him this time, because he even admits he wants to keep going after it. Here's a quote from Obama. Background checks will happen, he added minutes after the vote. This outcome is a delay, not a defeat. And that's the same thing for us. It's just they're delaying their next move. We have to keep going after these people. So just enjoy it for the
time.
We
need to get off of the defense, and we need to start playing offense.
Exactly.
We need to say we won this round, but we're going to take back.
Exactly. We have to go to break, and we'll come back with Dylan in Utah.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. right, we're coming back, and we were just talking to Dylan in Utah, and he was telling us that he believed that the press and the coverage had really made a difference on the Second Amendment fight. I believe it did, too. And what we need to look at is, though, we're still got a fight going on with CISPA, and that's going on right now. And I tell you, folks, Republican House voted on that by a large margin. But we can still defeat this thing, and it is something that if they're going to be able to violate your Fourth Amendment rights in the virtual sphere, they're going to do it in the physical sphere as well. Mm-hmm. We've already seen it at the airport. We know that the whole purpose of this false flag attack is to get TSA out of the airports and out of the streets, so we need to start fighting this CISPA thing right now. So all of you guys who are fighting for the gun rights and just, one, don't rest on your laurels, get active right now and stop these assaults on the Fourth Amendment, which will eventually be on the First Amendment as well. And it's real important that we keep our free speech and our privacy out there.
Exactly. Now, I want all of our viewers to know we only have about 5 minutes left in this segment because at 3 o'clock Central, we will be switching to our other phone lines. So I do apologize. I'm sure we won't get to everybody in our current call list, but you can call right now, 877-789-ALEX. That is 877-789-2539, and we will be switching to that phone number at 3 o'clock Central Time. So we're going to try to go very quickly. Dylan, you are on the air.
Yeah, I'm just going to make it short and then get off the line to free up the line here. But also, I wanted to let everybody know that, you know, you got to understand that Alex Jones doesn't just pull all the stuff from his rear end. I mean, he gives you the tools. He gives you all the evidence you need. A lot of these other you know, media sources, they don't do that. They don't give you the sources. So before you start arguing that, you know, Alex is a shill, he's a, you know, this and that, he's a misinformation, you know, agent, he provides everything there. You just need to look into it. And I just wanted to say I appreciate and love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Dylan. I'm going to have to jump quick. Zach in Kentucky.
My question is, you guys, as well, with the Boston Marathon attack, what do you guys see happening for other sporting events or other large population events coming up, you know, all across the country?
You think, well, you know, at the Super Bowl, they're already doing TSA checks. I'm pretty sure that's going to expand out. I went to my niece's graduation a couple years ago, and it wasn't TSA, but they were checking people's bags, women's purses, people's backpacks, just to get in a graduation. And then you also had to have a ticket. You know, back when I graduated, you just walked in the building. Now you have to have a ticket and you get your bag searched, David Knight.
Well, they already mentioned that they're going to start cracking down on all the sporting events. That's going to be
that was on SportsCenter the other day. The guys were talking about Jen Napolitano says that we need to have more security at these events. Go ahead, David.
Well, they went to the sporting events first, if you recall. I mean, it's at the football games that you'd see TSA coming out. And Alex has talked about that many times, about how they would do that. And, of course, we saw in The Dark Knight, you know, they had the very striking visual of the football stadium that's being exploded and that sort of thing. So they've been coming at the sports events first priority. And now we see this at a sporting event. So they're going to roll it out intensely. And then they will, I think that's their next stage. And then they're going to go from there to the roads, to the shopping centers, that sort of thing. But they'll probably have to have another event before they get it to that point.
Maybe. All right. Thank you for your call, Zach. We have to move quick to Dale in Montana.
Yeah, hi. I was calling about the guy you have a picture of that's carrying the radiation detector.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he went on Wolf Blitzer, and his name is Dr. David King. If you go to, let's see here, the Situation Room for yesterday, about 6:35 Eastern time, he was on there with him, and he claims that he left the race before the explosion.
But Situation Room, repeat how we can find that again. Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer.
Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, and type in Dr. David King.
Okay. Okay. All right, we'll investigate.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. I'm sorry to Nelson and Ron, but also you can call 877-789-ALEX. That is 877-789-ALEX. We'll be back after this break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.